This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the Council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the Council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrikes came despite calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for AP journalists. Press freedom groups condemned the attack and accused the military of trying to censor coverage of its relentless six-day offensive against Hamas militants. Sunday, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister condemned Israel's, quote, flagrant violations, end quote, of Palestinian rights and called on the international community to act urgently to put an end to military operations. Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud was speaking in televised remarks at the start of an emergency virtual meeting of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And in his Sunday message, Pope Francis has called for an end to the conflict in Israel and Gaza, saying the deaths of so many innocent people in recent days, including children, was unacceptable. This is VOA News.